It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
You understand, Mr. Moth, that this mission does not exist.
The Bombland Broadcasting Corporation, serving United
Under
Territories
my
of the High Voltage.
Leadership, the country has advanced.
Welcome to Ugubamba.
Good morning, Canada. Good afternoon, Iceland and Newfoundland. My name is Erling Biggs. On today's show, Paul Moth is alive and, well, alive. The streets of old Bebopalula, despotic musings, a big stink in Independence Square, and broadcasts from Rebel Radio. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Good news of a kind. We have heard from Paul Moth. Late yesterday afternoon, a package arrived at the BCN in a diplomatic pouch from Ghana. It was addressed to the peoples of Canada and marked one of two. The second package is, like our noble host, unaccounted for. Whether due to civil unrest in Ugubamba or to the postal strike in Canada, we do not know. Inside this sack were several cassettes, Paul's work tapes. It is an amazing document, and I've done my best to edit a coherent narrative from it. This, then, is Paul Moth's Ugubamban audio diary. But a word of warning. This program contains material of a mature nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh. 10 days on a grotty old tramp steamer on the Atlantic Ocean, sharing everything with a crew of Filipino tanker hands. The dark continent never looked brighter. The former Newfoundland colony of Ugubamba beckons. Oh, God. Finally, we are near the River Bamba. But we missed the last flooding of the tidal ream, and so we've dropped anchor for a humid, stinking 3 days. The captain apologized for the delay, and as recompense, he's promised me a hammock of my own on our return journey. But now, as the light fails, the air is filled with the stench of fleshly corruption. The bloated carcass of a high Bomban carabeast bobs past our scow. And as we wait for the fabled tidal ream here in the estuary, the water is full of the great river's detritus. Drowned animals and pilgrims, beds of freshwater reeds choking in the fetid brine, tires and timbers, reminders that the Bamba is unfriendly to man's vain enterprise. An archipelago of books floats by, a mission station library washed into the river. Oh, look, it's a copy of Faust. Tomorrow, the tidal ream, a natural phenomenon rivaled only by the great bore that is the Bay of Fundy, will lift this craft and rush us up the delta to the capital and former seat of the Newfoundland colonial administration, Bebopalula. Oh, mother, is it ever hot? Go away. Look, go on.
Mr.
Go on. Leave me alone.
Mr. Paul Moth.
What? Over here.
Yeah.
Over here, the white guy.
Hello. Mr. Moth. Come on, help to Jesus. Help to Jesus. Come on. Go home out of it, boys. Your mother's got buns for you. Damn corner boys. They take advantage of people as they get off the boat still woozy from the tidal ream.
Well, it is disorienting. Not totally unpleasant, though.
I'm Frankie Boy Johnson, station manager of the Bombin Broadcasting Corporation here in Bebopalula.
Well, it's awfully nice of you to come out and meet me like
that. Oh, not at all, Mr. Moth. You're a distinguished visitor indeed. On behalf of my countrymen, how's she going by? Welcome to Ugubamba. How's she going by?
Well, Sina, not a bad boy. Look good?
I see you have been studying.
Browsing through the old phrase book, you know, on the way over. Now, I'd like to get settled in. I understand that my accommodations were arranged.
Yes, the hotel's close by, actually.
Close by here?
Let me help you with your bags.
Great.
How was the journey?
Oh, it was all right. Man, is it always this hot around here?
Oh, usually this time of year. The desert winds, you know.
Well, the guys in the BCN engineering department sent over some equipment and parts and things. Suppose we can get that all offloaded later, huh?
Wicked. I have a truck sent down. Here we are. Huh.
The Hotel Welcome Hotel.
It is one of the city's most prized heritage buildings. What do you think?
Well, I love that style of architecture, you know, that really... Yeah. Old style of architecture.
Yes, it could use a lick of paint, but I think you'll be quite comfortable here.
Well, Joel.
I can't believe it. They say it's permanently full.
Well, we'll have to stay at the YMCA.
Oh, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Can I help you?
Yes, Paul Moth. I believe my friend here reserved a room for me.
That's impossible. I am afraid we are permanently full.
Excuse me for a moment, Paul.
Sorry for the delay. The boy will show you to your room.
A small misunderstanding, that's all, Paul.
Well, I can see that I'm with the right man here, Frank.
No doubt you would like to freshen up.
What's the point, eh?
Well, then, my car is just outside. Shall we have a tour of Bebopalula?
Perfect. Oh, hey, watch out for those bags. There's really valuable electronic equipment in them, eh? And don't lose them. I got my visa and passport and stuff like that in there.
Monday, 2:07, Bombin Standard Time. This is Frank Johnson's tour of Bebop. Doing his best to kill the both of us.
Come by! What are you doing? Hold your ass out of there, man!
Frank Yeboah of the Bombin Broadcasting Corporation has graciously offered to give me a guided tour of Bebopalula.
Cameron! Okay, Paul, we are heading north through the old port district of Bebop.
This is wild, Frank. It's so much like the St. John's of my childhood, but in a tropical setting.
Yeah.
The multicolored clapboard shanties, the stench of offal and refuse, and the garage automobiles everywhere. I mean, this one, a 57 Dingus with the left-hand drive. So familiar, and yet the avenues are lined with palm trees and bougainvillea overspills, the rotting back porches.
We are entering the market area now.
How quaint. And marginalized women toiling amidst squalor for minuscule earnings.
Come on, missus, your damn mangoes are blocking the road. Oh, yeah, fight these, you are back.
Oh, the accent is wild, too, and so variable.
Yes, the Ugubambans are a very hybrid mixture. Sagune, Mordecai, French, Ontario Khan. Could be almost anything. Hans 57, eh?
And what about yourself, Frankie?
I'm Sagune. Went to school in a Newfoundland mission and then college in St. John's.
Not really.
Oh, yes. I'm a Fijian old boy.
I thought that school tie looked familiar.
I always wear it proudly. You see here...
But geez, watch out! Frank!
Okay, we are now on Buckmaster Circus, the main downtown artery.
Yeah, that modernity is more palpable here. Skyline dominated by the mirrored glass of the Newfoundland Savings Bank building and the Candow Cheese and Drilling Tower. This Bebop balloon is much bigger than I imagined, Frank. What's the population here?
Nobody knows such things anymore.
Why's that?
People fleeing to the capital all the time. Chaos upriver.
What kind of chaos?
There's only one kind of chaos, Paul. Hang on! Ah!
We are in Independence Square, across from the post-colonial building, seat of the precarious new democratic government. In front of us is the National Monument. It's a massive statue, some 40 feet high. Frank, perhaps an explanation, the symbolism, so forth?
Well, the large naked fellow with the spear is symbolic of a Segune warrior. The Newfoundland soldier on his back getting the spear through his eye is symbolic of colonial oppression. And the woman hacking at his neck with a machete, she is the spirit of liberty.
I see.
The people have a nickname for the soldier. They call him Sad Cyril.
Do Bombans still hold a grudge against us then?
In some parts of the interior, there is still animosity towards the Noof. But for the most part, we just grin and bear it.
We're seated now in a lovely cafe on Churchill Plaza, one of the Tonier Quartier of the city, shaded from the fierce sun by a giant Kilhooly palm, as uniformed waiters deliver assorted Bomben delicacies. And what do we have here, Frank?
This is a local specialty, a sort of pastry we call a muffin.
Muffin?
It's perfect with coffee.
How do I...
You dip it. Mmm. Sound good.
Now, Frank, one reason I've a... come here is to give BCN listeners an update on our ongoing cooperation with the Bomben Broadcasting Corporation.
Yes, and over the years, it has been very fruitful.
Now, aside from the training that we often give your personnel, the BCN recently donated or got rid of a great deal of coal-fired equipment so that you could expand operations.
Indeed.
How's it working out?
Very well, actually. Though operating stations in the interior of the country is... not an easy matter.
Reception problem.
Oh, no. Reception is excellent in the high volta. It's more a question...
Hold it right there, Frank, because I'm having a bit of trouble making sense of the political picture here. Ugu Bamba is a sovereign territory, yes?
Yes, but it's part of the Federation of High Volta, which includes Inner Kanduland and Remalema Ding Dong.
But then within Ugu Bamba, there's a division between the Mordecai and the Segune tribes.
Well, you see, some of the Segune desire complete independence, while the Mordecai wish to remain in the Federation.
Well, is this the source of the unrest in Ugu Bamba, then?
Unrest? There's no unrest in Ugu Bamba.
Oh, our days! Are you all right, Frank? What was that? A bomb! Oh, my God, what's the smell?
Oh. It's all right. It's just a stink bomb. Oh. Put a handkerchief over your face. Oh. Let's get out of here.
Oh, that's really vile. Oh.
Probably a Libyan stink bomb.
You're listening to BBC 480 on the long wave. The Bomben Broadcasting Corporation, serving the United Territories of the High Walton Confederation for over 50 years. I'm Nana Yahaya. Time now for some news highlights. Our enlightened and benevolent despot, Raymond Yasedit Yuhu, father of the nation and teacher of the peoples, has announced that horseradish shall now be included among the pantheon of great national condiments. Horseradish was invented by a great leader in 1973. Owing to the failure of the High Volta national football squad to qualify for the World Cup, our enlightened and benevolent despot has proclaimed that the members of the side shall be executed. It has been confirmed that the stink bomb set off yesterday in Independence Square was of Libyan manufacture. The bomb was set by agents of the Bomben separatists who continue their futile struggle to imprison the peoples under a godless communist state. Those are some news highlights. Let's return now to music. Le Ballet African with Denke Waroba. You're listening to Bomben Broadcasting Corporation 1. Classics and then some.
the seat of government, the heart of modern high-voltan politics, the post-colonial building. And there he is, the government. Dr. Raymond Big Teach Yastedit-Yuhu, this country's constitutional expert and president for life. He's hard at work in this, the massive library of Voltan peoples. Dr. Yastedit-Yuhu?
Ah, you must be the liberal Western journalist I was to meet today.
Journalist? Actually, no, arts and entertainment, so it's just a little...
Oh, even better. I am an artist.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am a dramatist. Are you familiar with the play King Lear?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, I wrote that.
It's a marvelous play.
I'm now struggling with a new draft of the High Voltan Constitution. I've been consulting my extensive library.
Yes, I see. You have a copy of The Magnetic Fields by André Breton.
The Dadaists had true insight into governance. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
I'm a very busy man. I have to run the state single-handed, you know. Please be brief.
Okay, then. How's the new Democratic Assembly working?
And another thing. Don't upset me, or I will have you killed. Please go on.
Okay. Now, before you were a despot, you were a teacher.
I was a high school teacher, and then an education administrator during the Newfoundland colonial period.
Good training for your later career.
Yes, Newfoundland rule left the people of the Bomba like children. I determined, using SRA tests, that the nation was functioning at a grade 4 blue level.
So a literacy campaign must have been the order of the day.
Under my leadership, the country has advanced. Tomorrow, I will grant everyone in the High Voltan Confederation a B.A., that is a Bachelor of Arts.
I'm sorry?
It's nothing. My doctors told me that I have advanced syphilis, so I had them imprisoned. Are you hungry? I could have one of them cooked up.
Actually, I had some chimp cheese just before I left my hotel.
Hydroelectric power! Would you like to see my plans?
Indeed. Hydro is big in Newfoundland, you know.
Yes, yes. I have studied the Churchill Falls Agreement. Your Premier Smurwit was a genius.
Looks like quite a development here.
Yes. It is of such a scale that it can generate sufficient power for all of Africa with enough surplus to run an immense magnet for harvesting precious metals from outer space.
Oh, geez, I've never thought of that. Now, tell me if I understand this correctly, please, Dr. Yastedit-Yuhu. You are going to dam the River Bomba, creating a massive reservoir that will displace millions of people near the headwaters at Nubatwood.
No. They will be drowned. You see, they do not support my government.
I see. This is a very large dam. Have you studied the implications?
Yeah. I had some foreign engineers look at it. They expressed some concerns, so I had them thrown out of the country and appointed myself as project manager. I granted myself this diploma.
That's very nice parchment.
But the rebel radio broadcasts are telling the people that the project is bad. Needless to say, I'm addressing the problem with an educative program of shower bombing. I bought the planes and bombs in France at Armsfest 96. Time for a nap. Goodbye.
Well, then, thank you, Dr. Raymond Yastedit-Yuhu. I just made my way out of here now.
Bebop.
still only in bebop.
Mr. Moth, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm in here. What do you want?
Are you all right, Mr. Moth?
What does it look like?
Are you Paul Moth?
Yeah.
BCN?
Yes.
Postgrad Eastern?
Yes. What are the charges?
I have them right here.
$7 for a bottle of water. $11.99 for the movies. I thought you got the first 5 minutes free.
Afraid not. Oh, and there are some men downstairs waiting to take you to Radio Bomba. They don't look happy.
Great. Tell them I'll be right down.
I do not want him to
move. Mr. Moore?
Gentlemen?
Felix Amanco, Director of Programming, Radio Bomba.
What do you ask?
This is Mr. Tony Rawlings, head of Voltan Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission.
Ah, Mr. Moth.
How's she going by?
You've worked a lot on your own, haven't you, Mr. Moth?
Yes, I have.
Your resume specifies audio diuretics, concealed microphone work.
I don't have a resume.
Did you not in 1995 go beneath St. John's? Did you not infiltrate the economologists?
I can't recall, and, well, if it did happen, I don't know that I'd be able to recall. I've got this metal plate in my head, you see.
Gentlemen, please take a seat. I thought we'd have a bit of lunch while we talk.
Ah, great, I'm starving.
Ah, what have we here? Chimp cheese, pig's feet, cat's meat, dumplings boiled up in a sheet, and that kind of beast is usually pretty good.
What a spread.
If we pass both ways, maybe we can save time.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Paul, have you heard of Larry Murfacolo?
Yeah, I'm sure. I've heard the name. He worked for the BCN for a while, didn't he? He came back here for some big job with you guys. Oh, sheet dumplings.
Daddy Murfacolo was one of the most outstanding broadcasters this country ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding in every way. He was a good man, too. A humanitarian. A man of wit and humor. He joined our radio specials force. We sent him up to overhaul programming in the interior. And after that, his ideas, methods, became unsound.
Unsound.
Now he's created a new station in the High Bamba, with an army of Nufo Bomban broadcasters that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Now I have some other shocking news for you. Larry Murfacolo was about to be laid off.
That's rough. Wow, this is great carabies.
Every man has got a breaking point. You and I, pal. Larry Murfacolo has reached his. For very obviously, he has gone insane.
Very much so. Obviously insane. Can I have another one of those dumplings, please?
Your mission is to proceed up the Bomba in a riverboat, pick up Murfacolo's path at Doo-Wop, follow it, learn what you can along the way, try to get a job at the station, and terminate the broadcast.
Downsize the director of radio.
He's out there. Broadcasting without any decent restraint. Totally beyond the bill of acceptable programming. And he's still on the air.
Terminate with extreme prejudice. You understand, Mr. Moth, that this mission does not exist. Nor will it ever exist.
Sure. Whatever. Anything I can do to help. This is casing.
Gentlemen, Felix, perhaps while we leave Mr. Moth to finish up, he can study that tape.
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. I really wanted to hear some of this rebel radio.
Out of Dua, 520 Longway. Saturday, November 22, 1997.
Leave that dog out alone, man. You catch a fire. Yeah, brothers and sisters. How's she going by? I'm Peter Miller with radio pleasures from the liberated zones of Bamba. No, it can only be time for a most pleasurable contest in the contested territories. Yes, boy. What is that sound from Ogobamba? Let's play now. Chief of the Buttons, Brother Samuel Kojo Kwanza. What do you say, boy? Play that noise. All righty then, let's spin the barrel. And here's the envelope. It's from the coast, from New Poochko. It's from Mrs. Susie Formanger. And Mrs. Formanger writes, how's she going by? I enjoy your game show, and I think Denise is that of a carabist, about to be slaughtered for the Feast of St. Guy. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Susie Formanger, not the right guess. Stay the course, sister. Samuel Kojokwanza, don't keep it a secret any longer. Let's hear that sound. That's it. If you know that as something, send your response to What's That Sound from Ukubamba? Care of People's Radio Bamba in Exile. General Delivery, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. Now, more pleasure. Music for the liberated zones. It's Papa Wemba with Mandora.
The Great Eastern today brought you tape of Paul Moth's journey to Ugubamba. Our engineer in St. John's was Hollis Duffett, and director of radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. Tune your web browser to www.greateastern.cbc.ca. That's our homepage. My name is Erling Biggs. Join us next Saturday for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Na tongela papa, na tongela mama, na tika kono kela mula, lipana, mandola, banga pasiye, na galelie, na pasiye, na swa wapiye, mawa.